Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with John Martins and we're going to be talking about Scrooge. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
The Scrooge contest. I think a lot of people know about that because it's been going on for a lot of years. But Scrooge contest, what's that all about?
It's a fundraiser for the Atlantic Food Pantry where contestants go and try to raise money or collect food items. For, like I say, for the Atlantic Food Pantry.
Yeah. And big need.
Yeah, big need, especially now with this pandemic going on. And I think they're really using a lot of the stuff up nowadays.
Yeah, I think their numbers have really gone up from the days in the past. So why are you participating in this contest? Why would you like to be Scrooge?
Well, I got a phone call, actually, from Karen Miller. Her and Jackie are the Jackie Sampson are the co-chairman of this, and said that, you know, John, you used to be the head of the water department here in town. And she said I was the water boy for Atlantic. And then I retired from there and now deliver flowers for Aunt Bee's. So she said I was the flower boy. So
yes.
I went from a water boy to a flower boy.
Well, and I think those are two essentials. Water, absolutely, and flowers to me are pretty close there. And that has to be fun for you to deliver flowers. You must get wonderful reactions.
It is fun, and I really have enjoyed it. I've told people that, you know, in my past job experience in the water department, when I'd go up to somebody's door, they were afraid that maybe they were going to get their water shut off or something for non-payment. Now when they see me, they're happy because I'm delivering flowers to them.
Great.
Making their day. So.
And probably sometimes some surprises.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, that's great. That has to add a smile to your life, I think. So it just kind of fits in that you're adding some smiles by helping with this food. Now, people can give either food, as I understand it, or money.
Correct. The food pantry this year is specifically asking for more money than they are food because of lack of places to store. You know, they don't have a big place to store. And the needs are changing all the time. So if they had the cash, they could go buy what they need. But either way, they're taking the goods too. So
how are you collecting the boxes and cans of food? That's one thing you can do. How are you doing that, John?
I have about a half a dozen locations around Atlantic that I have, you know, boxes set up for collecting food and also a container
for money. That's a lot easier to collect that in terms of not as big a box, but really important.
Right. And I have... My locations are Aunt Bee's, of course, where I deliver flowers out of J&R Tax Service, the Franklin Market, the Atlantic Locker, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, and Rumors Lounge. They're the locations that I have places, you know, for people to drop off.
No, you bet. And says those checks can fit in those boxes really well, but food is also acceptable.
Right, exactly.
Now, as I understand, you get points. That's how you find out eventually who's
right.
the winner.
Right. They give 5 points for every dollar you raise, and then you get 1 point for every product. So, like a can of soup, you get 1 point. But everything, you know, it's all for the food pantry, and that's the big goal is to make it for them.
And it is for families, of course, who need it, and the food pantry makes those kinds of contacts. But, and you know, we've just talked about food, John, but there's some other necessary things that people can donate or the money buys also.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different products.
Like toilet paper?
Toilet paper and, you know, just those essential items that they need, you know. And
we all found out how essential that was, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
You know, like with this pandemic going on, I think that there's, you know, everybody's needs are different anymore, so.
For sure. So, or are you, do you have a costume figured out for Scrooge if you win?
Well, yeah. Actually, I do. I forgot the Elks Club, actually. The Elks Club is another location where I have a box and some money. The Elks has been a real great supporter so far from the start of this. We had a little soup supper Saturday night, for the Elks members and stuff, for fundraiser for it. And I tended bar, and I had on a Christmas jacket and a hat that you push a button and it plays music and it's got antlers and the hat moves around and stuff. And
fun.
So I've had that, and I actually had it on today when I went down to Franklin Market and talked to Amanda down there. She's going to do a little every item she did last week, and will also do this Saturday, or this last Saturday. Register for drawings.
So I'm guessing, even though that special thing is over, if you go into Franklin Market, she'd be glad to take checks for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So and Aunt B's actually is doing for every food item you drop off, they'll give you 10% off of a bottle of wine.
Wow.
So I encourage everybody that that wants a bottle of wine to go to Aunt B's and get their wine and support the food pantry process.
Well, and that's I always think the nice thing about, as we're giving donations, we really need to think about where that's going. I mean, these are real people that are getting that money. It's not just dropping the money in the box.
Exactly. And it's a lot of local people that are, like I said, with the pandemic, things are changing. There's a lot of people that aren't back to work yet even, that are in need and never have been in the past.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
Things have completely changed nowadays, so.
And I want to mention that we're talking about food pantry. The Scrooge contest is just for the Atlantic Food Pantry, but we do have food pantries in Oneida and Griswold and Cumberland, and so if folks want to support them, that would be great too. And I understand you're sort of going out of town to recruit some funds too.
Yes, I am. I as being a water person for 28 years here in Atlantic and 26 years in charge, I became very active in state organizations on the water side, two different ones. So I've reached out to my water friends across the state of Iowa, asking for their support, sent a little email saying that I, telling mm-hmm. about what the Scrooge contest is all about and asking for support for the Atlantic Food Pantry. And I'm getting... Some of them are responding with some financial donations. So, and then also to family members outside the community. Mm-hmm. Our son lives in Sioux Falls, and him and his wife said that they were very fortunate growing up that they, we didn't have to use the food pantry and stuff. So they said a donation because it's something good for his hometown, so they wanted to support, of course, the dad and
you bet,
and the food pantry also. So
they'd love to see you out there leading the Christmas parade.
Yes, they would.
In your Scrooge outfit. So it's really important. So, John, let's mention again the drop off places.
Okay, the drop off places are Aunt B's, J&R Tax Service, Franklin Market, the Atlantic Locker, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, Rumors Lounge, and also the Elks Club.
Okay, all of those places.
Yes.
It's not very heavy to carry a check in. So.
No, it's not.
And whatever amount, doesn't matter,
right.
Whether it's $5 or 100, whatever, 100, whatever you
yes.
can give.
Yep.
Just think about those families.
And I just want to say that, also doing part of this is because of Eleanor. Eleanor and I got to know each other really, really well. I served on the school board here in Atlantic for 7 years, and then I volunteered like she did up at the school at sporting events and anything else, helping the school as volunteers. And Eleanor and I became good friends through that. And she was a great lady and this is a great cause for her. So.
And it just keeps on going because of her enthusiasm to get it right. started. We want to thank you very much, John Martins, for being a part of the Scrooge Contest and for visiting with us. Until next time, here's a thought from Audrey Hepburn. As you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself and the other for helping others.